Yes.
And this is kind of related, but not. But since we, in the name of Jesus, have the power to command the demons, do we have the same power in Jesus to command angels?
It's a good question. We talked about this in in the early part of the course. The question is, since we have power and authority to command demons to leave, do we have the power and authority to command good angels, holy angels, to act on our behalf? I don't see anywhere in Scripture where we are told to do that, nor do I see any examples where that actually occurs. What we can do is to ask God to command His angelic spirits to do things on our behalf. We know that Hebrews 1 says that angels are ministering spirits who go out to serve and minister on behalf of those who inherit salvation. We know at the end of Psalm 103 that angels do God's bidding. They obey His word. They fulfill His command. We know in Daniel 10, we looked at that a couple of weeks ago, where Daniel prays to God and God sends Gabriel to communicate with Daniel, to strengthen him, to encourage him. But I don't know of any biblical passage, if there is one, let me know, I'd love to know it. I don't know of any which says that we are or describes a believer as commanding angels to do our bidding. They do God's bidding. We ask God, we intercede with Him, we petition Him that He would do that on our behalf. I mean, my daughter and her husband are driving down here from Wichita tomorrow, Ann and I regularly pray, Father, would You just send angels to guard them and protect them and keep them safe and protect them from any harm? But I don't command angels to do that. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. By demon, or maybe demonized, and, you know, we don't really know. But when you have that sense, but the person has not brought that to you,
yeah.
I find that to be a really difficult topic to
sure
introduce.
Well, I wouldn't in a public setting.
Right, but even interpersonally, to say, hey, you know, by the way,
I think you have a demon. You know, Kyle, honestly, that's the kind of, I mean, it doesn't even have to be spiritual warfare. It might be that this person is acting inappropriately toward the opposite sex or the same sex. Or it might be some other kind of behavior or pattern of interaction or language they use that is biblically inappropriate, that in order to enter into their life and get them to see it from a biblical point of view, you just have to build a relationship with them. And you have to say, hey, let's sit down and talk. Let's go have coffee. Hey, tell me about your life. Tell me what's going on. And as you build trust one with another, then you can say, hey, I just want to mention something. I just saw something the other night. It just kind of bugged me a little bit, and help me understand why you acted the way you did, or you responded to a person in this way, or tell me about your, just in a purely non-threatening way. Tell me about your relationship with the Lord. You know, how do you spend time in the Word, and you know, that's again, it's the whole point of our D groups, so that you can probe a little bit more deeply into a person's life and say, tell me. You know, I'll tell you the sins I'm struggling with, and you maybe you be the one to open up and say, man, this is my real issue in life, and I really appreciate your prayers. How can I be praying for you? What is it that you're wrestling with? What is it you find particularly oppressive? And then, of course, if they never have anything, you know, they might have a religious spirit. And I don't necessarily mean by that a religious demon, but you know what I mean. But it really, that sort of thing is only going to come unless that person just opens up voluntarily or rather quickly. It's only going to come after you've built relationship and trust and you feel like you're in a position where you can begin to ask some more probing questions in a safer context.
Yeah. Well, let's assume that that's already there. And we do have trust.
Sure.
Should give us very specific things.
Right. Well, here's what I would say. And the question is, for those who are listening to this, what if you have someone who has a real gift of discerning spirits, or they have a prophetic gifting, they sense the presence of angels or demonic spirits, or they, in a sense, quote-unquote, see something that might not be visible to the naked eye, to the ordinary person. There's a principle that I've operated on, and Ann does as well. We talk about it a lot, and that is, you pray that God would bring to light everything that is hidden in darkness. And I think when you're in a situation like that, your first and most fundamental response is, with people who are aware of this, whether it's you, Mariah, others that you know that you've talked with and you, in confidence you all are sensing this about a person, say, look, let's commit one to another every single day for the next couple of weeks. We're going to pray for this person. We're going to pray that God would bring this to light, that God would expose this in this individual's life, that God would awaken them to what is happening that they might not even be aware of, that the Lord would somehow bring down the veil and shine the light of truth into this situation. So I think until you have built that relationship, until you feel like you've got an open door to address it directly, you just have to intercede on behalf of that person and pray that God is going to expose, if it's deeds of darkness, or he's going to bring conviction of sin, or in some way bring this particular issue out into the light so it can be addressed. And I say, you know, that's about the only thing you can do. That's a really big thing. One or two more, and then we'll conclude. Anybody else? Okay, next week is our last week, and we are going to spend the whole night looking at Ephesians 6, and we're going to go line upon line through this most important practical set of exhortations regarding our battle with principalities and powers. So don't miss next week, and we'll wrap it up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us, and we pray, Lord, you would give us confidence not in ourselves or our own knowledge of these truths, but confidence in Jesus, confidence that it is the one with whom we have relationship and in his name that the demons are subject to us. Thank you, Lord, for the victory we have in Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen.